This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Many people create a dent in their finances due to their habit of compulsive spending. However, given the proper guidance and motivation, one can overcome this problem. Today, certified financial planner Byron Moore explains three ways you can take control of your spending habits on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
When it comes to spending, are you in control or out of control? Well, if you tilt towards the out-of-control camp, you've got a lot of company. But the good news is you can change. Now, it won't be easy, and you likely can't do it alone. Some people look at themselves in the mirror and see someone who is out of control, impulsive, and just plain messed up when it comes to spending habits. But it's also possible for that person, the one in the mirror, who was out of control, to get back into control. That person who was impulsive can become deliberate and thoughtful. That person who was convinced she could never change can change. For many reasons, some knowable and others not, spending habits and behaviors can be almost compulsive. The compulsive behaviors may require the professional expertise of a counselor, a therapist, or even a medical professional. I am none of those things, nor am I suggesting that my advice is medical or therapeutic. But hopefully there's a grain of common sense to be had here. So here's a few things you can do to get that spending under control. The first is recruit a friend. You need someone who will not only hear your confession of overspending, but will help you move towards change. As one wise fellow said, if nothing changes, nothing changes. Find a friend who can walk with you through your journey to change. The second is to change your self-talk. Some of us are convinced that we are who we are and we can never, never change. And we keep telling ourselves that. Try monitoring the way you talk about yourself to others, but most importantly, to yourself. Here's a way that your friend can come in. Tell her that you want to change the way that you see and talk about yourself, and that she has permission to point out every instance in which you say, "I can't," or "I'll never be able to." Then the third suggestion is don't waste failure. Learn from it. Failure is not final. In his excellent little book, The 10-Second Rule, Claire DeGraff describes the simple power of making post-failure pre-decisions. That means using these times of failure, these times when we've been caught flat-footed, as an occasion to learn, to formulate a specific plan of action for next time, because there will be a next time. Did you stay up late watching a shopping channel and wake up the next day $500 poorer, owning yet another appliance or garment you really didn't need? Fine. Sorry you messed up, but at least you can make this failure into a learning experience. Get with your friend and decide ahead of time how you will avoid this same mistake again. It may mean asking your cable company to block that kind of channel from you. You never know until you ask. You can also check out www.spenders.org for tips on overcoming compulsive shopping and spending habits. It's got some really creative yet simple ideas for changing your spending behaviors. Don't give up on yourself. Find that friend. Stop talking down to and about yourself. And focus not on your failures, but on getting it right the next time. Change is rarely easy, but it is possible. I believe you can do it, but the important thing is, do you? Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.